Good evening, dear Trinity and friends. We welcome you to our virtual podcast, Maundy Thursday Service. We are celebrating our remembrance of the Last Supper. Please join us in thoughtful reflection as we recall how our Lord and His disciples prepared for and experienced their last meal together. We cannot be together in person, but we can definitely share our service together and feel the Spirit joining our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Tonight we will have a complete reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 14, verses 12 through 26. Please allow yourself to concentrate in your mind's eye. If it's easier, you can close your eyes and imagine the events transpiring as we read the sacred scripture. This is the account of the Lord's Supper. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when it was customary to sacrifice the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples asked him, "Where do you want us to go and make preparations for you to eat the Passover?" So he sent two of his disciples, telling them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him. Say to the owner of the house he enters, 'The teacher asks, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large upper room, furnished and ready. Make preparations for us there." The disciples left, went into the city, and found things just as Jesus had told them. So they prepared the Passover. When evening came, Jesus arrived with the 12. While they were reclining at the table eating, he said, "I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." They were saddened, and one by one they said to him, "Surely not I." "It is one of the 12," he replied, "one who dips bread into the bowl with me. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him. But woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born." While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take it, this is my body." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, and they all drank from it. "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many," he said to them. "I tell you the truth, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew in the kingdom of God." When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. As we will note, the passage just read concludes with verse 26, with all of them singing a hymn and going out to the Mount of Olives. We shall now do likewise in singing of our hymn.
Oh, the wormwood and the gall.
Dear brothers and sisters, just a word about our silent reflection. This is in reference to what the Lord Jesus has done for us, but it is also a virtual communion reflection. We will be having the song One Bread, One Body, and you can reflect on what the bread and the wine means to you in reference to what our Lord Jesus has shared with us.
One bread, one body, one Lord of all, one cup of blessing.
As we close the service, I would like to leave you with a word of encouragement. We reflect upon the ultimate depth of pain that Christ was going through in his foreknowledge of his trial, beating, suffering, and crucifixion on Friday. This was in the forefront of his mind during the dinner and on to the evening of prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. May we remain in this reflective mood as we ponder what was done for us. Let us take encouragement when we realize that the reason that all this suffering was enjoined was because God so loved us. He loved us so much that he gave his only Son. Be strong and of good courage, for this was necessary for our salvation. Praise the name of Jesus.